Welcome to the Grace Place Weekly Podcast. No matter your size, age, shade, or background, here you'll receive compelling lessons suited to help guide your walk with Christ and your relationships with others. Please join us now for this week's podcast, recorded live from Grace Place in St. Paul, Minnesota.
Yes. 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 He's on your side. He ever liveth to make intercession for us. Carrie, it seems to me that the idea, though it's difficult for us to express it, God is saying to you, take your mind off of those things and put your mind on me. Trust me. And he will work it out. The things that you cannot do, he will work it out. It's so hard when you get focused. And I recognize it. Several times I've been prayed for. I'm wrestling with these cancers, these melanomas, and these treatments. And I've prayed, and I believe God, and I have one on my leg they're going to do later. And I think I told this on Wednesday night, but I felt so certain, I felt so happy, I'm healed, that I, you know, pulled my pants leg up, and there it was, still there. And I'm going, what is that? You know, I confessed, I did everything I'm supposed to do, and it's like, all right, what do you do? What do you do? What am I going to do? I'll tell you what you do. You go on. You move on, right, Ray? You just move on. I don't like it, but I'm not going to stay here. I grieve over it, but I'm not going to live in grief. What do? You move on. You carry on, knowing that he's got his hand on us. And he's trying to help me think right. Pain isolates you. Pain isolates you. Pain of rejection, pain. Some of you are suffering desperately today. Terry's suffering the loss of her child. Her daughter died. I don't know about that. How do you ever get over that? How do you get over suicide, Kim, when you said what you did? It's just a year later you look back and say, you know, I can sing in the hope of God. He works things out. Listen to me. Don't quit. You cannot be defeated if you will not quit. Do not quit. Touch somebody or bump somebody or look at somebody and say, don't quit. Don't quit. Don't quit. Isaiah chapter 40, please. Isaiah chapter 40. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 28 to 31. Is anybody carrying a King James version of the Bible today? Are you? Anybody else? King James, you got one back there, Gary? Anybody else kind of King James or some of your, David, let's do this together, David. Isaiah 40. I like it in the New International Version, and it's going to show on the screen behind me, but I learned it in the King James Version as a kid. I'm going to read 28 to 31, and Dave, I'll just have you stand and read 29, 30, and 31 in just a moment. Let's read, shall we? Can you see behind me? Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God. Somebody say amen. The creator of the ends of the earth. Listen to this. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. I think you should probably respond to each of these verses several times along the way. He gives strength to the weary. If you know that, would you say amen? Increases the power of the weak. Even youth grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on like wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. I love that. Read it from the old King James for me, David. Read it loud, would you? 29, 30, and 31. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes. They shall. They shall run. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If there's ever a verse, I should have thought of it 3 weeks ago when I started this series, but that verse is all about keep moving. Keep moving. I was in surgery a couple of weeks ago, and Terry was with me. And that's not a good idea. She was in the room. And they're giving me shots, and they're starting. So she came over to hold my hand as if that was going to help me. She starts getting sick and passing out. So they stop in the middle of the surgery. And everybody goes to Terry's attention. This is true. This is so. I said to her, please sit down so you don't fall down. You just broke your neck when you fell. Please sit down. So she sat down. Then she put her head down between her legs. Then they stop the surgery and go out and get help. And then they stop and say, hey, just a minute. Let's get her out of the room. Get her some water. Get her a Coke. Let's take care of it. I'm laying there bleeding. I'm dying. And my wife is being escorted out of the room so she can go take a break. That's the truth. And she hears that. I wouldn't say a thing about it unless I told it in front of her. I took her to the hospital to see a young newborn baby. The baby had had some complications and was in an incubator. And so we go to look through the window, and we're there to support the parents. This time of the baby turned out all right, but it was a nervous time. You know, early and little and tiny, and she looks through the window. She turns her back, leans against the wall, smiles at me and said, I'm passing out. And she slid down the wall and passed out on the floor, and I had to pick her up and carry her away. It's true. Went to the emergency room in the middle of an emergency. Didn't know it, but when we got there, there'd been a terrible car accident, and there were 11 people that were terribly injured, some down the hall, some laying on gurneys, and turned the corner to go into the room, and there was a dead body with a toe tag. Pow! She hit the floor. Right in the doorway of the emergency room. All the emergency stops. 3 or 4 doctors, 4 or 5 nurses come to get Terry. People are dying. People are bleeding to death. And she's laying in the floor, and they got to pick her up and help her. Several years ago, I had surgery on my ear. I came out of surgery, and I looked. She's in the bed beside me. She'd passed out. We had to wait for Terry to wake up so I could go home from my surgery. That's the truth. She's trying to feed me ice chips and passed out in the floor. They put her up in the bed, and we're sitting there waiting. When I'm all done, I'm awake now. I'm fine. They're waiting on Terry. Terry, we got to wake you up, honey. We got to go home. Time to get out of bed. These are true, actual happenings. On the floor. And this says, the book says, I hope you get this. Steve, don't give up. Things have been well. You found the love of your life, been baptized. But there are times ahead that'll be tough. Joe, you know it's true. You've been around a while. Tough times. Terry can't get any tougher. You're facing some real stuff, Vanessa. Got it? Terry, her mom's 87. We don't pray, Lord, you know, keep her alive longer. We pray, Lord, give her peace and comfort. You say, well, what kind of faith have you got? I got faith in God that he'll give her peace and comfort. Right? But you know what the book says? Keep walking, and you won't faint. If you can just keep moving. Just keep moving. Don't quit. Don't give up. Tough times have happened. You know it, and I know it, and I was with you. Terrible. Break your heart. Break your heart along the way to getting your heart broken. I get it. But the scripture says, they shall walk. Everybody say walk. Tell somebody walk. Tell somebody walk, walk, keep walking, keep walking, keep walking. Don't give, don't quit, don't give up. Don't lay down and quit. Don't lay down. Kathy, keep walking, keep walking. We faced, you've been through heartbreaking things with rain, concern, deep concerns. But you know what the Bible says? If you walk, if you just keep walking, you will not faint. You'll mount up with wings. Before long, you'll be running and you won't be weary. And after that, you'll be mounted up on wings of eagles. You'll go from stage to stage. But if you just don't quit, don't quit. Don't quit. I've known people to walk away. And when they come back, they think, my God, if I just hung in there, things would have worked out. God will bring you back. You don't have to take a big detour into failure. You can just keep walking. Keep your head in the right direction. Keep moving. Keep the blood flowing to your brain. Don't fall out. Don't pass out. Don't faint. Galatians chapter 6. Verse number 9. Galatians 6 and 9. Galatians chapter 6, verse 9 reads, let us not become weary in doing good. For at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Ha! Keep moving. Last week I asked you to read Mark chapter 6, just a chapter. Random chapter in the Gospels, and we noted all of the places in chapter 6 where there was motion. The words indicated movement. I want to show you again just for your sake so that you have these places of reference in your own life when you go home. Stop just a moment. Two or three weeks ago, early in the morning after I'd had this other surgery on my chest, I was in our kitchen, I was reaching for the refrigerator door, and I couldn't move my arm because of this wound, and I was gonna open it with my left hand, and it dawned on me, I'm adjusting here, and I said to God, why? Why am I going through this? Have you ever felt numb? Not negative about God, just numb. I don't even know if there is a God. Where are you? What is happening to me? Why is this happening to me? And I don't even know how to think right. This all happened in a second while I'm reaching for the refrigerator door. I'm asking these questions. God, where are you? And I don't even know how to find you right now. And he spoke to me in my confusion, in my madness. And I'm supposed to be spiritual and, you know, your leader. Duh. He said to me, that's why you have a Bible. I said, what? He said, go open your Bible. This isn't just something you hear in your ears every now and then. You have a Bible. Go open your Bible. Open the book. It's written. It is written. And you'll find it again. I didn't leave you comfortless. I don't leave you to your emotions. Somebody help me. He didn't leave me to my down. He didn't leave me in that ditch. Get your Bible. I open my Bible and I find out, keep moving. I got crazy. Just keep moving. I've given you strength. I'll give you power. When you're weak, I'll strengthen you. Even when you're young, I give it to you. And if you just keep walking, you will not faint. And I'm going, woo! So I find Mark 6, now I find Mark 1 this week after having this next surgery. I open my Bible to Mark 1, and I'm going to do this real quickly with you. Mark chapter 1, I did Mark 6, I'm going to do this chapter with you. And let's start in verse 9. This is at the baptism and the temptation of Jesus. Look down your Bibles, you'll see in 13, after verse 13, 14, the calling of the first disciples. Do any of you have a Bible that marks the paragraphs in your book? Do you see some writing over the page? Anybody? What does yours say at verse 21? Do you say, Jesus drives out an evil spirit? See those headings? So these are stories. You see right above 29, Ron, it says Jesus heals many. What we have is stories here. In above verse 35, Jesus prays in a solitary place. Above verse 40, a man with leprosy. These are stories in this one chapter, these different stories, okay? But I want to show you something that seems to be lost, a principle, a great secret that's lost among all these stories. Do this again with Mark chapter 6 today, or throughout this week, read Mark 1 and chapter 6, and look for these things, which is in verse 9. At that time, Jesus came from Nazareth. So he went from Nazareth in Galilee. He was moving. Look at verse 12. At once the Spirit sent him out into the desert. Everybody sent him. Say sent him. Sent him out. He's going after verse 14. John was put in prison. Jesus went into Galilee. Everybody say keep moving. Here we are in four verses and Jesus is moving. He's going. He's going. Keep moving. Keep moving. Verse 16. Somebody tell me the first three words of verse 16. At Jesus what? How did he not faint? How did he carry all the burdens he carries? I was whining this morning real early, thinking about Adrian's mom, thinking about Terry's mom, June, thinking about the funeral, talking to Paul. Paul and that whole family, six girls in the family, had the funeral this week. They're all, right now, while we're in church celebrating, they're all cleaning out their mother's stuff. How grievous is that? That's what they're doing while we're shouting. And I'm praying about that, thinking about that. Just the burdens of people. And I read verse 16. Jesus walked. They shall walk and not faint. Verse 17. He walks by the sea and he sees these boys and he says, come, follow me. Now I know this service has been wild and long, but is there anybody that remembers that we were singing this just a little while ago? Is there anybody that remembers this was the song we were singing? Jesus said to those boys, come on, follow me. I will follow you. I will follow you. Folks, I feel different about this message than I have ever felt about a message in my life. I don't know how to get this across into your spirit. Listen to me. Jesus is going to come into your darkness, into your stuck place, into your impossibility. He's going to take you by the hand and he's going to say to you, follow me. He is not going to sit down and pet you. He is not going to sit down and cry with you. He's making a way where there seems to be no way. He's coming to get you out. He's coming to get you out. I know people that have refused to listen, but he has come to say, keep moving. There is something in your spirit by God that can be covered up with grief. But it is a forward motion. It's a God part of you that addictions and brokenness and hurt and relationships and tragedy can stop you. But God will reach into that darkness. And even though you can't see, you'll hear his voice. You'll sense him. And he's saying to you, keep moving. I supported Special Olympics for several years when we lived in South Bend, Indiana, and did a couple of years after we moved here. In South Bend at Notre Dame, Tom, we love Notre Dame. At Notre Dame Stadium, they would do the races and had all this business going on, and I was there to sponsor this Special Olympics. And two things happened that day that were extremely interesting. I'll tell you the first one, which is less important to you today, but one of those Special Olympians climbed. They had these air balloons, several air balloons, to celebrate these monster hot air balloons. And this young, maybe 12 or 13-year-old boy with Down syndrome climbed into the basket and set the thing loose and was in it by himself. And it floated just about tree height. It got up just about as high as the tree. His weight it wasn't all engaged to go up, but to keep it afloat and to keep it inflated, they had kept it hot. The kid climbed in there. And you've never seen a crowd chasing a hot air balloon hopelessly like that, and him up there going hey, hey, and we're going, oh God, save him, you know, high wires and buildings and Notre Dame and dee da dee da dee. Yeah, And we waited and chased after it and hollered and prayed to God, and the thing started to settle down, came right down the field. People gathered around him, and it was a great moment. It was thrilling. But also at that race, they started a race around the track, and they shoot the gun, and all the crowd goes crazy, just like real Olympics. You know, it's really a fun thing. And a little boy made it about 3 steps. He was about 14 years old, but he was overweight, and he couldn't run, and he fell. He fell down about 3 steps out, and the sound he made was just a little bit louder than the crowd at the moment, and all of the other kids in the race turned and saw him on the ground trying to get up, and all of the kids ran back to help him, all of them. And at that moment of silence, somebody in the crowd that was really into the athleticism, you know, yelled out, "Keep running, keep running!" Like trying to tell these kids to go on. And they all gathered around him, picked him up, and a little girl, she was about 9, she said, "We are running. We are running." Not him, but all of us. If I could just help you when somebody's in trouble near you, tell them, "I'm with you. Get up. We're all running together here." When somebody falls in this church, they're not discarded. When somebody gets in trouble here, the whole crowd waits until we can all get up and we'll all go across the finish line. Listen to me. You're going to make it. You're going to make it through this. He's not going to leave you. Just don't quit. Keep moving. I'll finish with this, Mark chapter 1. Look at 29. Verse 29. As soon as they left the synagogue, they went. Isn't that something? Verse 35. Early in the morning, Jesus got up and left the house. He just kept moving. He went off to a solitary place where he prayed. Then it says Simon and his companions went. Jesus leaves the house and goes, and somebody wakes up and finds him gone, so they go. Everybody say, keep going. Look at the movement. My whole point is, in all these stories, we read the stories, we know the stories, but there's a secret thread through all of the scripture. Jesus just kept moving. So the business went bad, so you lost your job, so things fell apart. Keep moving. Keep moving. Keep moving. You say, that sounds so crass. It's not. It's either die where you are or keep moving. You only have 2 choices. And God is saying, keep moving. Don't stop. Don't let your failure, don't let someone else's failure. How many have ever had something happen to you that was not your fault? Anybody? I got one spanking in my life that I didn't do. I had 1 million for what I did. But I had one and I didn't do it. Right? There are things that happen to you, things that happened to me as a child, I cannot reverse. I can't do a thing about it. It happened to me. And every now and then my mind will get overwhelmed with it. I don't know if you ever watched me smile, but my face is crooked. My teeth don't match. I got hit upside the head, busted my face and busted my jaw, and my face is crooked. I have to live with that. I look when I smile and I think, give my smile back. Where's Pete? Pete, I had your kids gathered around this morning. You ask your wife. I had your kids. I said, don't smile at me. Everybody do this. And they were trying. There are some things that are going to be a part of your life, but you don't stay there. You take advantage of that. God takes advantage of that, and you go and minister to somebody else. And you realize what you're really doing is saying to people, keep going. Don't give up. Don't quit. And you, if you will not quit, you cannot be defeated. If you will walk, you will not faint. Would you stand with me, please?
Thank you for joining us today. We hope this message has been a blessing to you. You can subscribe to this podcast via iTunes. To learn more about Grace Place, please visit our website at graceplacemn.org. Thanks for listening. May God bless you this week.